boosters, alumni to that statue in front of the stadium to pay their respects. And I asked, why did you come to the statue? And they said, this is the place where they could actually make a statement to the family and to Joe Paterno. Quite the scene here in State College. They love this man.
Well, it is so sad that a guy with such a reputation and a record as a leader there at Penn State was all caught up in this sex scandal involving his former defensive coordinator, one of his assistant coaches.
You know, and I talked to a lot of people about that because even in his last interview, Bill, Paterno admitted that he made a mistake. He wished he had done more. And people here, I said, you know, this is a tarnished legacy now. He fired from the university that he loved and was at for 61 years. But what will history, what will we think of Joe Paterno 5, 10, 15 years from now? And everyone I talked to said, you know, yes, he made a mistake, but if you balance that with all the good he did for the university, his players, the community, they believe that history will treat him well. I think we'll have to let time tell there, but it certainly is a mixed legacy as of today, though.
Will there at the school be a formal memorial service for Joe Paterno?
You know, it's interesting because there have been a lot of friction between the family and the university. Very unhappy, the family, with the way the Board of Trustees fired him. You know, they called him on the phone and said, you're out. And yes, there will be. We're going to hear about funeral arrangements, which one would assume will be somewhat smaller in family. But the university is going to have some kind of public memorial to honor this man that had so much to do with this university. So at least an effort, I think, to patch up some of the problems that they've had over the past couple of months.